Hello and welcome to Friday's MFR Farming. I'm Richard Jones. And yesterday, in spite of the weather, the crowds turned out in force for the Black Isle Show. As ever, there was plenty to see and do, with the Blazing Saddle stunt horse team providing some real thrills in the main ring. The food hall and indeed all the stands were as packed as ever with visitors, and our own Rural Affairs Secretary Richard Lockhead was there all day to lend his support. We caught up with him on his way to visit the livestock sections.
I like to come here whenever I can, and it's a big buzz as ever.
And Richard, the mood amongst farmers pretty buoyant at the moment.
Well, there's certainly a mood of optimism amongst the farmers I'm speaking to, and it's great to see the show going from strength to strength, with everyone celebrating Highland agriculture and the food sector and other rural industries. And of course, as the world is running out of food and more people want to enjoy Scottish food and drink, it's great for this industry, who supply the raw materials that underpin Scotland's successful food and drink sector. And of course, there's new opportunities now, such as the renewables revolution, with our farmers and our crofters having fantastic access to our natural resources. We can put that to good use to deliver clean energy for the future, and that's good for local businesses, good for the income of farming businesses, and helps farming and agriculture contribute towards Scotland's climate change targets. So there's an endless list of benefits from exploiting the natural resources on their own doorstep, and our farmers and our crofters are so well placed to do that.
And Richard went on to tell us about a major boost to the renewables energy sector in agriculture, and explained that he wanted to make sure that land managers can benefit from and unlock the green energy potential of their land. He said that in a few years' time, he wants every farm in Scotland to be benefiting in some shape or form from renewable energy. And when we got to the livestock lines, there was quite a bit of success for our local farmers in the show rings.
David Johnston, Ballindalicombe Farm.
How many cattle have you brought today?
Four today. We're champion with a two-year-old heifer and reserve champion with another two-year-old heifer.
So, good day.
Good day, yes. Champion in the pairs too.
And have you had much show success this season?
Well, this heifer was champion at Nairn on Saturday as well, longest champion, so delighted.
And in the sheep department, John Scott's son James was getting more success than his dad. Well, certainly when it came to handling the sheep.
Yeah, James got a second place in this section. He'll be delighted with that, I'm sure.
How old is he now?
He's nine now. Yeah, he's nine.
Right, so you start them young up at Fern.
Oh, start them young. As soon as they're keen, just encourage them.
But John himself did get champion Shorthorn in the cattle section, so some success for dad. But that's it from me for this week. Do have a good weekend. I'll be back Monday, 6:40 and 12:40, with more MFR Farming.